This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. The kitchen is where two slam poets from Lowell connect. It's the place where they feel at home, bonding over food from their cultures. It's also the heart of their work, performance that fuses food and poetry. And they're taking it a step further in a residency this week in the Boston Center for the Arts. WBUR's Ping Huang visited their kitchen to learn more.
Anthony Febo is chopping a plantain. The plantain will be fried up and eaten, but the chopping is part of his spoken word performance art.
Tonight, I'm cooking. Because I miss the creation my hands can make. Too often I focus on my knuckles, but tonight I'd rather use the precision of my fingers to cut a plantain.
Febo does this piece as part of a show with his best friend, Ricky Orng. They call themselves adobo fish sauce, after seasonings used in their culture's cuisines. Febo is Puerto Rican and Ricky is Cambodian. He says their show is built off their personal lives.
I mean, the whole idea with the show was like talking about our identities, talking about our culture and home and heartbreak and, you know, navigating through challenges, but also celebrating and finding joy in all those things.
Home for both of them has been Lowell. It's where they met a decade ago on the slam poetry scene. The industrial mill town is a hub of immigrant life. Febo and Ricky both had the experience of spanning two different cultures and two different places. That in-between feeling is something Febo thinks about a lot as he writes.
Trying to identify what it means to grow up here but have a whole different culture, like, in your heart and in your home, and trying to, like, how do you fuse both of those together? How do you make those live in harmony with each other, you know?
Those are the questions they were working through a few years ago when they dreamt up their first show together. The goal was to take the energy of slam poetry and turn it into something new.
We both enjoy cooking. We both enjoy doing poetry. We enjoy hanging out with each other. We enjoy combining things, right? And I feel like that's been something that has been true in a lot of our work, is this power of and, like, versus or. Like, you don't have to be a visual artist or a poet or a chef. You can be all of them.
So they took to their kitchens. Febo fried plantains. Ricky made Cambodian corn. They shared their poetry with dinner parties full of friends. They took their show on the road, bringing their electric hot plates and poems to colleges and art centers. Now it's time for them to write a new recipe. This week, they're artists in residence at the Boston Center for the Arts. Visual arts director Randy Hopkins says their concept was a great fit for the residency.
We started a hybrid, very experimental program that combines visual art with movement, and we call it art that defies categorization, and that has expanded into a million directions.
Febo and Ricky's vision is to turn the stark, white exhibit space into their version of home. They've warmed the place up with houseplants and lamps and Febo's superhero collection.
I have a lot of my action figures, like specifically like Marvel action figures, specifically folks of color and women.
They've laid out the space with a living room, bedroom, and garage, but the kitchen takes center stage. It's where Febo is testing out new ways to use sound and movement in the show.
How does that rhythm play into things versus, like, yeah, I mean, how can, like, so, like, just playing around just with the sounds that the kitchen makes?
They're taking everyday motions like washing rice and folding laundry and performing them. It's a work in progress. They've been feeding food to trusted friends and getting feedback. Tomorrow night, they're serving up their brand new show at the BCA. Ricky is eager to see how the audience reacts.
How will you choose to leave full tonight? Is it through the stomach? Are you going to eat some of the food and feel good about that? Or are you going to be asking yourself some questions or just thinking about things a little bit differently, just through a different lens?
Ricky and Febo welcome you into their home. It's on you to decide how you are fed. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Ping Huang.